We have got the greatest hypothetical of all time here in the stack.
Yeah, normally we do kind of rapid fire stories, but this one probably is going to take up the whole segment. And you may have seen this out there, the pick two hypothetical. And I don't know where this started, but it is so awesome. I'm going to do my best to describe it if you are not familiar with it. It has it's nine boxes with pictures of animals with a corresponding number of the animals. And the hypothetical is you pick two to defend you, and then the rest are coming to kill you. That's what it says. So the choices are you could have defending you two of these. 50 eagles or hawks, birds of prey.
Yeah.
10 crocodiles. 3 bears.
Grizzly bears.
They look like brown grizzly bears.
Yes.
7 bulls, like full-size grown bulls. 1 hunter. With a rifle.
Yeah.
It looks like a shotgun. Yeah. We're going to call it a shotgun.
Like not an automatic weapon.
Right.
Right, yeah.
15 wolves.
Mm-hmm.
5 silverback gorillas.
Okay.
4 lions. And 10,000 rats.
A horde of rats.
A rat army.
I mean, they did take down almost half the world like back in 1300, so let's not rule out the rat population.
That is true. So you get two of those, and then the rest are coming after you.
Okay.
And we were talking about this in the pre-show because I threw it out last night that I wanted to talk about this, and everybody had something different in the pre-show. And I think that's what makes this so delicious.
Can I ask a question before we draft?
What is it?
Do we get, when if you pick the hunter, is that an extra guy with a gun outside of yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but you wouldn't have a gun.
Correct.
You're just protecting. Okay.
Correct. I don't even know what you would do. Like, what's the purpose?
I just hide behind these.
Yeah, you just watch it play out.
Well, I think you could be like stepping on rats, and if you wanted to like strangle the gorilla while one of your other animals is getting it, I think that's in fair play. But okay. You're risking yourself.
Rats.
Yeah, you're just trying not to die.
Yeah, okay. So, and again, if you want to see what we're talking about, we all tweeted out a picture kind of this. It might be a little easier visually. So you can find us on Twitter. DJ tweeted out a good pic of it at DJR1033. And, of course, me at McMatt1033.
So we're not going to do this draft yet. First of all, we have to follow the original meme and pick two. I'm going to go with suspense. I'm going to go with 50 birds of prey.
Really? Okay. Interesting.
Because that's a lot of them.
That is a lot of them.
And if you've ever seen like an eagle, like a full-grown eagle or a hawk, they've got razor-sharp talons. They have the air advantage. None of these other choices other than the hunter can even attack the birds until they're at ground level.
This is great.
And 50 of them, that's very disorienting.
We're going to have to, after we do this, we're going to have to tweet out a poll to see what the listeners, like who they think would win this battle of the animals.
And then for my other one, in addition to 50 hawks, I'm doing 7 bulls.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What does a bull do? Nothing.
Bulls kill humans in those bull runs every year.
Yeah, by trampling. Man,
No. Look at those horns.
Yeah,
those horns could charge and could kill any of these animals, and you get 7 of them.
The silverback gorilla would just rip that thing's head off and move
on.
No,
it wouldn't.
Yes,
that's ridiculous.
No.
If a grown bull was charging a gorilla head down, and even if
the gorilla would jump over it and like club it on the head as it ran by. Bulls are dumb.
A 2,000-pound gorilla cannot jump over a grown bull.
I disagree.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What's yours then?
Originally, when I saw this, my original picks were the 15 wolves because they can hunt as a pack and they're coordinated. And then the 5 gorillas because they're by far the... I don't know how strong a grizzly bear is. I'd be curious to see one fight a gorilla. But the silverback gorilla has strength beyond normal comprehension.
They're super smart, too.
Yeah, so I took the most intelligent species out of the board because I think they would coordinate an attack and be able to defend me and also easily... I mean, the gorillas could just... You know, even if they just beat the ground, they could kill the 10,000 rats.
That's a lot of rats, though.
It 10, is a 000. Lot of rats.
Plus, we didn't take into account, are these bubonic plague rats? Do they have some sort of a disease with them? When they bite you, you die immediately?
Well, I'm curious, too. Does the hunter have unlimited ammo? I mean, there's so many qualifiers.
I don't know.
Does he have 50 rounds? I mean, how much does he
have?
Well,
the thing with that is it does look like it's a single-shot gun.
Or two shots.
Yeah,
so
he'd have to reload pretty quick.
But he has...
Or maybe you chamber five, or, you know, you have... What, you put in like five rounds for a shotgun and then you have to reload four or five. So you're going to be, I don't think it's so much the ammo that he has compared to the time that it's going to take spending to reload. And that's one of your, you have one hunter, he's going to be taking probably between one to five shots at a time, and you have 15 wolves, three bears, four lions, five gorillas.
I'm going to tell you right now, even with let's say he's got an AR-15. All right, Damian Wilson is the guy helping protect you at the family 4th of July party, okay?
Topical.
So he's got the AR-15. Even with that, if 50 hawks decided, okay, let's take that dude first, maybe he gets 20 of them before they rip his head off with their talons.
And I think
I think the hunter would be killed within 30 seconds.
I think it also depends what kind of terrain. Is there stuff to hide behind? There's so many qualifiers, but I would go. I actually liked yours, Matt, but I'll be a little different. I'll go the 15 wolves and the four lions.
Okay.
I'm dominating the ground.
You got more speed there. That's definitely more of a speed game.
Yeah, speed, but also some viciousness as well.
All right, Chris, who do you take?
When I threw this out in the pre-show meeting, you guys kind of laughed at me, but I'm sticking with it. My first pick, I'm going with 10 gators. And the reason I want the alligators, they've got like tough, scaly skin. So the rats aren't going to be able to do anything to my gators.
Man. The hawks may not be a factor either.
They would, because the hawks, 50 hawks, like 20 of them could pick one up and just fly away
They could just poke him in the eyes and he's disoriented.
Okay, but
and
like,
the gorilla could easily rip that crocodile's head in half.
Okay, but the gorilla, the thing you're not thinking about, how many times do we see videos of the gators just like low-key, they can be quiet and still, and then sneak up on you and chase you down?
Yeah, but you have to be very close proximity to the alligator because they're so much slower and they're so much lower to the ground.
They're defending me, right? So it's not like I'm attacking with the alligators. They're standing here defending me. So the hawks come down. They're reaching up with their huge snout. So I'm going with the gators.
I think my bulls would just trample right over your gators.
But I want the bulls as well. And the reason I want the bulls, I think they've got the brute strength that you would get from like a bear or a gorilla. But they've got the horns too. So you're stabbing things with the horns.
That's why mine is far and away the best. Mine, other than the hunter, which we've determined is the weakest, the bulls, the ones that actually have weapons.
You are way overrating a bull.
I will say this. I just thought about this.
Humans kill bulls with little sticks in Spain all the time.
You know what's interesting about the bulls, though? You could hop on one of those and ride away.
And if you have the hawks couldn't come after you. But the wolves are so much faster, they would destroy you. I mean, they would pick you off that bull so fast.
You have to have the hawks because the hawks have the ultimate advantage of the air.
Yeah, but with that, you can easily see them coming. There's no kind of sneak attack from the hawks.
We had someone tweet to me, he's taking the gorillas and the hunter.
Yeah, man, that's a bold pick with that.
The hunter...
You have no speed.
I have zero desire to have the hunter. I think the hunter dies, like, almost instantaneously.
Y'all want to draft real quick?
All right, so here we go. We're going to draft. We may not get what we want, or maybe we're going to dominate, and then we'll put these teams on Twitter, and I'll post a poll, and you guys can vote on it.
Yeah, so we'll just do a snake draft, since there's four of us. I imagine, since there's nine, we're leaving the hunter
or rats.
Out. Or the rats I guess.
Hunters not
we'll see.
Drafted.
So Harrison drew for us. Our draft order will be DJ, you got the first pick. Matt, you get the second. Harrison will draft third. I'll go fourth, and then we'll snake back to the top. So, DJ, you go first.
I think the number one pick is 50 hawks or 50 eagles.
All right.
The other ones are too similar. They provide too much of an advantage. And you would not want 50. There's no way that
I'm not going to lie. I like the hawks.
Anything else on the board is subject to... They can't defend you against the hawks except for the gun. And a gun can't take out 50 of them.
Yeah, I mean, the hawks is a good pick. Who's second? Me?
You. Yeah.
Out of that, man, I got to go with the 15 wolves. I love the intelligence and the pack hunting ability of the 15 wolves because these other animals are dumb other than the gorillas. They can bait.
Lions are dumb?
Yes. The wolves.
No, they are not.
Man, you don't know anything about nature. This is
nuts. I don't think you do.
Yes, wolves are one of the... They hunt in packs.
You said that lions are dumb.
They're
That's
not
a
as
dumb
smart,
statement.
They're not as smart as a wolf. Wolves could easily trick the lions and kill them. I'm going wolves.
I'm going to go with the lions. I'll take the four lions as a third overall pick.
I don't want to lose my bulls because I know... Oh, well, I have back-to-back picks. So I'm going to stick with my two. I'm going to take the 10 gators.
Seven bulls.
Just no speed whatsoever.
No.
Bulls can be fast.
Well, the bulls are a good pick. The bulls are
a
good value.
You just took bulls and gators?
Well, I have
back-to-back picks.
Right, yeah, but you're dead already. All right.
All right, so it's back to me. Yeah, I'm taking the gorillas. So I got the gorillas and the lions.
And then it's up to me. So what's left?
So left on the board is the rats, the hunter, and the bears.
You got to take the bears, right?
Man, I think so, but then I wonder with the rats, I mean, a horde of rats?
10,000 rats
is
a lot.
That's a lot of rats.
I could see Matt taking the rats.
If you could direct the animals, like, hey, 3,000 of you, go that way.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, because then... And the hawks would—they can only pick up two or three maybe at a time. And if they touch down, the rats could like jump on top of each other
Wait
and overcome
now.
Them.
Weren't you the
You're
one
talking
who
about
said,
a wave of rats, like an ocean wave of them?
I will say, I might take 10,000 rats over.
I'm taking
bears.
The 10,000 rats. That's my pick. 10,000 rats with the smarts of the wolves. I like it.
So DJ, you've got the hunter or the bears.
We've determined that the hunter is the weakest one. So I think I'm getting good value with the bears. So I've got 50 eagles or hawks, birds of prey, and three bears protecting me. I like that. I think that the hawks can take out those wolves in a second. Wolves are not very big. Three or four hawks alone, I think, could disrupt
so
one
you took
wolf.
So you have the three grizzly bears?
Yeah.
I do think 50 hawks is a bit much. If you cut back on that...
Hey, that's why
the more that you have, pick. I mean, that works. So well, you only get seven bulls and three gaters?
10 gators.
10 gators? You're dead.
Yeah.
You'll be dead. Y'all
are underestimating the power of an alligator. You really are.
Literally, your team will be wiped out in about 5 minutes.
Because the wolves are going to come eat my alligators?
No, the rats. The rats will swarm them.
I like the versatility of the lions and the gorillas. Gorillas can like jump on trees and stuff. I mean, there's some air versatility there. And I think I've got the two smartest group of animals.
All right, so how many do you have? Because I'm posting this on Twitter because I'm posting this as a poll.
I've got five gorillas.
Okay,
and,
five. I'm just going to put apes.
Four lions.
Okay?
Yeah, five apes.
Well, they're silverback gorillas.
Silverbacks.
I don't have enough room for gorillas. All right, and then what else?
Four lions.
All right, cool. So go on Twitter and help us with this ridiculousness that we're doing. I posted a poll and vote on whose team will win. It's at McMatt1033, MCMATT1033, and the poll is active right now.
Someone on Twitter agrees with Chris. They're taking 50 eagles / hawks and 10 gators. And their plan is to get to an island.
See, if I had water,
okay, well,
no one stands a chance.
Well, see, I mean, just by sheer volume, 10,000 rats. So against your gators, they open up their mouth to eat like a few of them, and 1,000 just go into their belly and suffocate them.
Well, yeah, and they can't eat 10,000 of them.
Right, and so then even 10,000
is a ton.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I could, just by sheer volume.
Should the rats have been the number one pick?
But
they're going to get trampled in the melee. Yeah.
By what?
But if you pick the 10,000
rats. No, because rats are very quick and they're very good
at
spreading.
The rats come into play. What you want the rats, they come into play when some of the other animals get taken out. You wait to release the rats.
Chris, did you just vote for your own team?
Well, yeah, I voted.
Silly.
Wait, why don't you give us the early poll results right now, what it says?
Well, I just posted it.
Hang on a second.
I got to
vote real quick.
Yeah, hold on.
You're voting for your own. All right, we'll update this in a minute. It's the show. It's Matt McLaren, DJ Ringenberg. Go on Twitter and find our poll for animal domination of the world.
Well, you know what? We messed up the poll already because we did it through the draft. Ideally, the perfect team is what I picked. Is
yeah,
50
no,
hawks
but
and
you
7 bulls.
Fine, but you have to go
we
through
gotta
the
decide
team you
drafted.
Drafted
better.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
All right.
All right, man.
Alexa. Who would win in a battle between 10,000 rats and 15 wolves?
I'm still learning about rat questions. I can tell me a rat fact to learn more about them.
What in the world?
Alexa, tell us a rat fact.
the term rat is also used in the names of other small mammals, which are not true rats.
Okay.
All right. Oh, there it is.